Good morning and welcome once again to In Focus. I'm John Sims, and joining us this morning, it's been a little over a year, great to have you back, Fred Ayers, Director of Development for Longview Community Ministries. Morning, Fred, great to have you with us.
Good to be here, John. Thanks for having us again this year.
Don't forget, In Focus is available online. Just go to ktbb.com/infocus. In Focus is uploaded to our website by the day after the show airs. Fred, you are the Director of Development for Longview Community Ministries, agency that's been in business now since September 19th, 1985, according to your website. So 33 years and still going strong. Let's get a little bit of information about that history and the mission, what you're really in the business of doing to help people.
Well, John, we're, as you know, a nonprofit that our mission basically is to allow churches and individuals and interested parties within Longview to come together to provide services to those in need. And we do this regardless of race, color, creed, all those indicators. And we help various ways with food, finances, things like that. So,
okay, and you say Longview. This is basically Longview and the surrounding area.
Yes, it's Longview zip code areas. Yes.
Okay. And it all started because people just saw this need. They saw that there were gaps in the system, and they just really needed to start working together to fill those gaps and serve people in ways that they weren't being served back in 1985.
That's correct. It started by a number of church leaders. I think there were 13 originating churches that got together and said, you know, we need to pool resources and help these people that aren't getting services, and make sure that there's kind of a clearinghouse where people know they can go to and get assistance when they need it.
So here you are, 33 years later, still going strong and doing a lot of things for a lot of different people. First thing I think we want to do is just go over those services. And just looking at your website, which, by the way, is longviewcommunityministries.org, easy to remember. We'll get to some more contact information in a moment. We'll start with it's the first one that pops up, so let's start with a family service center. And I guess that's really the main crux of your operation.
That's kind of our central clearing area. People come in the front door, and depending on the services they need, they will either just fill out a food form and get a food card, go to the back and pick up groceries at the food pantry. So in the service center, we see about 1,000 families anywhere 1,000 to 1,500 every month. Those that want financial services of any sort, we generally have to go through a more elaborate process where we actually interview them and find out their needs and verify the household members and things like that.
Okay, requests vary, as you've already indicated. They're going to include food, rent or mortgage, utilities, prescriptions, heaters, fans, dental extraction, medical screening, as well as basic life and job skill training classes. That kind of sums it up right there. And the food assistance program, that requires a little bit of paperwork too, I guess. They need to fill out a form, show proof of Longview residency, and just take care of the general paperwork before they can be cleared to be served under your food assistance program.
Right. We have requirements. We get a fair amount of our food through the East Texas Food Bank, and of course they have some government requirements, so we do ask people to fill out a USDA form, and we have a food form where they list the residents and all the people who live in their household, and we actually give groceries depending on how many people are in the household, so we need that basic information. But it's a fairly quick process, and once they've done that, they only have to do that about once a year, so it's not a big deal. And then they get a card, which they can take to the back and pick up their groceries.
All righty. And there's more to it than that, but we won't go into a whole lot of detail. We will take a moment to remind you that we're on In Focus this morning. I'm John Sims, talking to Fred Ayers, Director of Development for Longview Community Ministries. How do you find Longview Community Ministries? You simply go to 506 North 2nd Street in Longview. That is the physical address. The main number is 903-753-3561. If you want to email, you can email info@longviewcommunityministries.org or use the online contact form, which you will find on that website, longviewcommunityministries.org. And, of course, you do have a Facebook page, and I understand you recommend that. There's, in many cases, some more up-to-date information on that Facebook
page.
Yeah,
we actually actually post promptly all of our events, changes and situations and things like that. So we probably keep that a little bit more up to date than our website even.
Yeah, and of course it's always requested that people like you on Facebook.
Yes,
everybody
yes.
wants that these days. Okay, food assistance program. We talked about financial assistance. There are several documents required for financial assistance. Can you maybe run through some of the things, specific things people need to bring with them if they want that money?
Well, depending on the type of assistance they're looking for, if they're looking for rent, we require that their landlord fill out a form stating what their situation is with the landlord, that they indeed do rent the property, and that that their landlord is willing to work with them. They only get partial assistance. The largest amount they can get as a family is $300, so that's generally not enough to pay the full amount of the rent.
Mm-hmm.
So we require that they, the landlord, agree that they will work with them for a period of time and allow them to stay in their house if they receive a payment. For utilities, they need to have a utility bill in their name. If it's in someone else's name, like a relative, then they need a sign off from that relative stating that they agree to, you know, sign off on that service and that they will not apply for service themselves. We can help with electricity, gas, and water, and the amounts vary somewhat. I think it's $100 maximum for electricity and $50 for water or gas. We require that for prescription help, we can only help with what I would call non-mood altering or those types of drugs. We don't do any of those headache pills and things like that that could be become kind of addictions or something like that.
Yeah.
So we don't assist with anything like that. We do require that they have a valid prescription, and occasionally we ask them to transfer that prescription to a pharmacy that we deal with there in town. For all assistance, they must have Social Security cards for everyone in their household to validate that they are legal citizens. So.
Mm-hmm. There is a lot to remember. You have to be accountable, I'm sure, but you still want to try and help as many people as you possibly can. And in that light, for an initial contact, if somebody just suddenly falls through a crack and needs help right away, do you recommend that they call first, email first, go on Facebook, or that they maybe just walk in, or does it vary from situation to situation and whatever is most convenient for them?
Usually it's very beneficial if they will call ahead and let us know exactly what they're needing. With a rent, especially, we run out of rent money very quickly.
And, mm-hmm.
Rather than take the time to come up there and be disappointed and, you know, stand in line for a little while and then find out we're out of rent funds, we would prefer that they call ahead. And same way with some of our other financial assistance that that way the person on the phone can tell them generally what is needed, what documents will be required, and that way they don't kind of waste their time coming up there not having the proper documentation that they need. So phone call usually works best.
All right, and what better time than now to repeat that phone number? It's 903-753-3561. We are talking to Fred Ayers, Director of Development for Longview Community Ministries. Physical address, 506 North 2nd Street in Longview, real easy to find on the website, longviewcommunityministries.org. And while you're there, don't forget to check that Facebook page. You might find some very worthwhile information on that as well. Moving through some of the other services you provide, dental. According to the website, each adult in the household may receive one dental extraction every 2 years. Can you expound on that and tell us more specifically what dental services are offered?
Well, that's currently what our restrictions are, although we are trying to get funding to expand on that so that you know, what we found, and most of our volunteer dentists agree with this, is that they would much rather fix a tooth than pull it if they can.
Mm-hmm.
So What we're trying to do is get some preventive dentistry done, but that requires funding and it requires getting some grant money, and so far we haven't quite gotten there. We did get to the point where we now have dental facilities right within our facility, and we run a dental lab usually once a month. We have some great dentists that come in and are willing to work in our office, so we have actually three dental chairs now in our facility.
Okay, let me ask you while it's on my mind, any charge at any time for any of your services, or are they all free if people can just bring the right documentation?
All services are free.
Okay, sure. As far as medical, I see you do screenings for blood pressure, diabetes, cholesterol, thyroid, asthma, COPD, bronchitis, obesity. Can you tell us a little bit about that and maybe anything else that you do under that medical banner?
Yeah, under the medical, we primarily refer them to another facility that was started by one of our volunteers, a doctor in town. And he worked in the emergency facility at one of the hospitals and said that, you know, one of the things they see quite frequently is these recurring situations where people have chronic illnesses related to heart disease or diabetes, those kind of things. Mm-hmm. And he felt that it was much better to do some preventative and testing type of work up front. And so he started a laboratory there in town, and they see patients on a fairly frequent basis. So we do interview the people and refer them to them. In other words, we do the kind of the intake and make sure that they're in need of that kind of service, and that, you know, they qualify according to the guidelines.
All righty. Special needs. Items such as steel-toed boots, birth certificates, other work-related necessities may be provided with appropriate documentation from employers. So quite a few special needs you take care of.
Yeah, we do. And we have a fairly large transient-type population in Longview, mm-hmm. and they tend to... In order to get a job, they require work clothing, or in many cases, people wander around without IDs, or they've had their IDs stolen mm-hmm. or lost or something like that. So we can help them with birth certificates, Texas IDs or driver's licenses. We help with, like you said, work-related, as long as their employer sends a note saying that these requirements must be met for them to get the job, we will help with things like steel-toed boots.
Okay. Talking to Fred Ayers with Longview Community Ministries, I'm John Sims. This is In Focus. Welcome if you've just joined us. Meals on Wheels. Meals on Wheels, a very well-known program, and in the case of Longview, it happens to be operated through Longview Community Ministries. How does it work in the Longview area?
Well, actually, there are two programs in Longview. The Tyler operation does deliver government-sponsored meals in Longview.
Okay, okay.
And we help with them. We deliver some of their meals. But we run through volunteers. We actually even purchase our meals through the Tyler operation. But we have volunteers run by various church organizations. They typically do 1, 2, or 3 days a month where they are responsible for delivering the meals in our area. And we deliver generally 60 to 70 meals every day, Monday through Friday.
Mm-hmm.
For our clients, we have no restriction whatsoever on their wealth or anything else. If they need the meals and they're elderly, we will provide the meals. We ask, however, that they... pay a sliding scale based on their ability to pay. And what we've seen recently is that people who have a reasonable income have many other choices these days. They can go to places like assisted living. They often can even get meals delivered to their house. We're not seeing as many of those. We're seeing people who are desperately in need, and most of those receive free meals every day.
Okay. But that would be the one exception to the services are free
rule. That's the only time we do charge. And basically, because we have no income restriction, we have some reasonably well-off people who need the meal, and so we deliver the meal to them.
Okay. And your learning lab, this is interesting and really very much worth mentioning. Classes at Longview Community Ministries guide and teach clients healthy life skills, computer skills, and money management. Sounds like a combination of what we hear referred to as the soft skills and the hard skills people really need to function, make a good living, and just basically live a comfortable, good quality life.
Right. We started that program in 2005, I believe it was, and we started out primarily teaching initially computer skills. We found that people didn't even have the basic skills to type or didn't even know what a computer really was, some of these disadvantaged people. So we started with very basic rudimentary computer skills. And then we expanded upon that with a whole range of life skills. Of course, one of the reasons that people are in need a lot of times is because they're not real great at managing their money. They they buy on impulse. They max whatever credit they can get. And so they live paycheck to paycheck. And any kind of issue that comes up, whether it's medical or maybe the car broke down or something like that, it kind of sets them back and puts them behind the eight ball. So we do various classes on money management, healthy living, something about nutrition and diet, and some of the other soft skills. We teach relationships. A lot of these people have difficulties with relationships and things like that. So we have classes on that. We have one for the Women's Center there in town talks about having healthy relationships between men and women and how that benefits the community as a whole. So we have a number of people that come to those kind of classes.
I am sure you do. Moving on into the area of recent events, and maybe a little bit about some things that are upcoming. A couple of things happened this fall. First of those being the Touch a Truck fundraiser. That sounds like a lot of fun and certainly a very worthwhile awareness event, and maybe a little bit of money coming in on that too.
Yeah, that's our major fundraiser for the year. It's actually free to the public. But we do get sponsors, and we're very thankful for our very generous sponsors that make donations to Longview Community Ministries, and they get a little bit of publicity out of it, but I think they do it to be generous to the community. This year we had over 40 vehicles out there. We do it at the Gregg County Fairgrounds, and inside the building we have entertainment. We usually have a raffle and a silent auction, food available. But outside, we have any kinds of vehicles, from motorcycles to classic cars, big construction vehicles, and probably the highlight is when one of the helicopters flies in and lands, and the kids get to go and actually look at what a helicopter looks like. So they love that part of it. And we have activities for the kids, things like face painting, and this year Home Depot did a little event where they could make plaques or little ceramic type things. So it's a lot of fun for the kids.
And that's always held the first Saturday in October, and things went well this year, understand?
Yeah, we had over 1,600 people came in the gates, and which was a good turnout. Luckily, we've been doing this for 10 or 11 years, and the weather's been generally good each year. We cross our fingers, but yeah, a lot of people turn up, and generally, I think you see a lot of smiling faces when they're leaving the gates. So.
I'm getting a smile on my face just thinking about
Well, our whole idea is there are so many fundraisers where mom and dad participate, but it's not a family event. And we wanted to have a family event where, you know, kids, their parents, even the grandparents come out, aunts and uncles, you know, they just come out and make it a family day and have a good recreational day.
Okay. Also, just this fall, but more recently, within the last couple of weeks, I guess, you wrapped up your Coats for Kids campaign, and that's always a very important event. People get cold in the winter and don't always have necessarily have easy access to coats and jackets, et cetera.
Yeah, every year when we do Coats for Kids, we realize just how blessed we are in the Longview area with people just give and give and give. And this year we were able to help over 150 families with close to 500 children. And each of them were able to get a warm winter coat, jacket or two, and hats, gloves, scarves to keep them warm. And in addition to the donations of coats, we get a number of volunteers. We probably had 70 to 100 volunteers out there that Saturday when we distributed the coats. So it's a wonderful family event, and we just can't thank the community enough for their support. Of course, we have the dry cleaners to thank as well, because gently used coats get dropped off at our participating dry cleaners, and they do a wonderful job. They probably cleaned a couple thousand coats this year. It's amazing.
Another thing you do that's real special is the classroom challenge. That sounds like it must have been a lot of fun and just a real boon to the whole, effort.
Yeah, we invite all the public schools in the greater Longview area, really. We include White Oak and Kilgore and Hallsville, and we ask them to participate in the classroom challenge. And basically what it is a competition to see who can collect the most coats for kids based on it's actually a percentage based on the number of students at that school, so that the smaller schools have just as good a chance of winning as our largest schools in the Longview area. So this year it actually turned out to be a tie, and both of them had over 20% of their students participate in the challenge, and they were awarded a trophy for their result. And the two schools were Longview High School and Chandler Elementary out of Kilgore. So it was kind of neat to see an elementary school.
You bet. Congratulations. Fred Ayers is our guest this morning. Fred's with Longview Community Ministries, the Director of Development. I'm John Sims, and this is In Focus. Moving on, it's the holiday season. We are there, Thanksgiving just over, Christmas on the way, etc. Greater needs for assistance around the holidays. This is always something that you have to deal with. All nonprofits, human needs agencies have to deal with.
Yeah, we do. This is certainly one of our busiest times of the year. People, of course, get stretched with making that holiday great for the kids or whatever they can do. And, you know, there's sometimes travel involved for relatives and things like that. And so we always tend to see a bit of a pickup in needs around this time of the year. Money gets diverted for other uses. And generally, this time of the year, they're struggling with their heating bills and their, car costs and things like that. So it's a time of year when we always see more need.
Okay, more money, more goods, portable heaters, especially. You just mentioned heaters.
Yeah, we've heard a projection that this year is going to be colder than usual, and we do have we do help people with heaters in the winter and fans in the summer. They must be elderly or have very young children in the household, and we do have restrictions as to how often they can get help with that. But we've seen a big pickup in need in that area, and you know, with the forecast that it's going to be colder than usual, we do have a limited budget, and we could always use donations of portable heaters.
Okay. Financial donations taken, obviously, all year round. You can write a check. You can go online for the online donation option at longviewcommunityministries.org. So that, too.
Yeah. And people are generally very generous at the end of the year. We see that every year, and we appreciate our volunteers and donors that help out at the end of the year. It's a great time to remember that, you know, many of us are blessed all year long. I mean, we just went through, what, Thanksgiving?
Mm-hmm.
And I know my family certainly gave thanks for what we have, and we hope that many others are in the same situation. But there's many out there that don't have and are in desperate need. So it is a time to think about helping your fellow man, I think.
All righty, and you always can use more volunteers, and they might end up doing any number of different things. If somebody wants to volunteer, just make that phone call and get connected to the volunteer director and go from there. Is that how it works?
Yeah, we do have a form that we ask them to fill out, asking what their interests are and what their availability is. But basically, we are always looking for volunteers.
Yeah.
We need about 10 to 15 volunteers every day within our building, helping either in the service center or in the food pantry in the back. And then we, with our Meals on Wheels, Monday through Friday, we take 15 to 20 volunteers there every single day. And so, yeah, there's a definite need for volunteers at all times.
And if you want to volunteer, you can call 903-573-3561. That's 903-753-3561. If you want to do that, or if you have any questions about what's going on at Longview Community Ministries, located at 506 North 2nd Street in Longview, email is info@longviewcommunityministries.org, or you can use the online contact form, or you can go to the website, longviewcommunityministries.org, and it wouldn't hurt if you check that Facebook page while you are there. Upcoming event, Super Bowl Sunday. This is something you do every year. I know Tyler does something similar to this. I guess a lot of communities do. How does it work with Longview Community Ministries?
Well, we start publicizing right after the first of the year, and basically the end of January becomes the challenge period heading into Super Bowl Sunday. We have any number of organizations that help out. I guess I would put in a plug for Albertsons, which prepares bags of groceries that people can go in there and purchase. And last year they collected a tremendous number of bags of groceries that way. Then all that food got donated on Super Bowl Sunday to us. But we also have an interesting challenge between the churches.
Mm-hmm.
And It gets quite competitive with some of them. They throw down the gauntlet as to who's going to win. And to be honest, there's one church that's not that large that has won the last 3 years in a row, and they have collected a tremendous amount of food for us for Super Bowl Sunday. They like to be challenged.
All righty, and it's all to the good. Looking down the road, and with all this cold weather, sometimes it's nice to think about when it's going to be warm again. And come June, you're going to be doing Too Hot to Cook. Not too early to at least pencil that in on people's calendars, I guess.
Right. It's always the first Tuesday, or recently, within the last 5 years or so, it's been the first Tuesday in June. We try to do it before too many families are making their vacation plans and things shortly after the kids are out of school. And we have participating restaurants that provide donations to us, and then we encourage people to go out and eat at one of those participating restaurants that evening.
Mm-hmm.
And get mom out of the kitchen and just have fun going out to dinner.
Yeah, you know, it's a familiar formula, and sometimes it's the familiar formulas that just work the best on a year-in, year-out basis if you're getting the results you want.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Fred Ayers, Director of Development for Longview Community Ministries, our guest this morning. Fred, we have about a minute left in the show. Let's just quickly review. Longview Community Ministries is at 506 North 2nd Street in Longview, and you can call 903-753-3561 for more information. The website is longviewcommunityministries.org, and, of course, Facebook availability, an organization that, according to your mission statement, is posted online, serves to enable Longview congregations and groups to work together more effectively in the community through cooperative acts of service to assist persons in need, regardless of race, religion, or creed. Fred, thanks for coming in this morning and sharing all the different ways you do that on a year-in, year-out basis, with a special emphasis on this holiday season.
Well, thanks for having us, John. We appreciate the the invite, and it's always good to be able to, you know, wrap things up.
Okay, Fred Ayers with Longview Community Ministries, our guest this morning. I'm John Sims. This is In Focus, and we'll see you again next week on In Focus.